The big Carolina-Duke game is tomorrow, and it's going to be fierce competition on the court. Off the court, though, the two sides are joining forces to support an important cause. The Me Fine Foundation is an organization that provides emotional and financial support to families with kids receiving care at local hospitals. This year, ahead of the big game, they've launched a fundraising campaign called Me Fine Madness. They did it last year, too. This year, they've enlisted UNC's Armando Bacon and Duke's Jeremy Roach for help. MeFine.org is the website. And we are joined in the studio by Joey Powell. You know him from Inside Carolina, but he's also the executive director of the Me Fine Foundation. Joey, good morning. How are you?
Aaron, if I was any better, there would be two of me sitting here talking to you right now. So I'm honored to be on the show. I appreciate you having me.
Well, that was the 15-second summary. How did I do?
You nailed it, man.
Good,
I mean, it's
good.
And I would expect nothing less from, you know, the de facto mayor of Chapel Hill. I mean, it's since COVID, it's one of those things where, like, how big of a day is it? Is it a took a shower day or not took a shower today? Buddy, I took a good shower today. So, yeah, I'm excited to be here. You nailed it. And I'm happy to talk about what we've got going on.
So how hard was it to get UNC and Duke on the same team for this? I imagine it was pretty easy, actually.
It's funny you say that. You know, the fan bases loathe each other. We're all well aware of that. But Armando Bacot and Jeremy Roach have been ambassadors for MeFine this past year. Those two guys actually played AAU ball together because they're both from Virginia. And so they knew each other pretty well. And when we went to them with this idea, both of them caring about our cause, both of them being, you know, actually bought in with our work, you're right. It was easy. And it made a ton of sense because they play on opposite sides of the biggest rivalry in sports. They happen to be adjacent to us. So this made like just all of the natural segue sense in the world.
So tell us about the MeFine or Foundation. How did it come about? What does the name mean, and where do the funds go?
Yeah, great question. So we're celebrating our 20th year this year, which is a big deal. A lot of nonprofits never make it this far, so we're excited about that, and we couldn't have done it without all the support and love that we've gotten from our donors and supporters. MeFine was founded when our founder's son was dealing with AML leukemia. His name was Folden Lee. And while he was being treated at Duke and at UNC Children's Hospitals, you know, you'd have all these different providers coming in to check on him, and his mom would come in and talk to him, and, you know, they'd be saying, "Folden, how are you feeling today?" And he was one and a half, so he'd always say, "Me fine, mommy." And that's where it stuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, we always have a lot of folks that, when they first hear about the organization, they say, well, that name's not grammatically correct. What does it mean? When I tell them the story, they have the same reaction you did. Like, it sticks.
Yeah.
And so our goal is that while Lori and Folden were going through his treatment, she saw families that were losing what they knew as their livelihood prior to diagnosis because of the child's diagnosis. That means they were losing their homes. They were having their utilities turned off. They were struggling to put food on the table. All of these things that are incredibly important, and they're just basic human needs. And so she's like, hey, that's not okay. I want to change something. And when he unfortunately succumbed to the disease, she decided that his legacy was going to be that we were going to help these families. Mm. And so 20 years in, we've put millions of dollars back towards families' expenses, and we do that twofold. We actually pay families' bills so that it's one less thing for them to physically have to do. But it also takes away that psychological burden that rests on them so they can focus on their kid, right? You know, as you know, with humans, we're pretty resilient. That includes kids. Kids are pretty resilient. But what happens is when you've got these huge, heavy financial things pressing on families, it makes it harder for them to actually focus on their child's recuperation and well-being. So what we'll do is we get referrals from our hospital partners, and we serve all three children's hospitals here in the Triangle, Duke, UNC, and Wake Med Children's, all vastly different, but they all see all types of diagnoses. We'll actually pay those life expenses. So we keep families in their home by paying their rent and their mortgage. We pay for utility bills because the hospital won't discharge even a well child if there's not working utilities at the home.
Right.
We pay for that. We pay for groceries because, as you can imagine, if families, if they have other kids or other family members in the house, and mom or dad or caregiver are at the hospital, somebody's got to eat, right? So we'll help pay for groceries. We even pay for funerals, which is not glamorous at all. But if you can imagine a family being ravaged financially and then not having the resources to pay to claim their child's body from the morgue. That's a reality of the world that we work in. So that's one prong of it. And the other thing that we do is we fund emotional support programs within the hospital to help the family and any siblings deal with the psychosocial and emotional burdens of dealing with a major diagnosis.
This is in the middle of all of that, but I didn't realize the hospital won't discharge a kid if there's no utilities on.
Yep.
Like, a
lot of
think
people
about
don't.
That. Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that, Aaron, and it's I'm glad you picked up on that. It's one of the things where whenever we tell people what we do, I've heard people say it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
It's the most one of our big evangelists is Penn Holderness from the Holderness family, viral online and all that stuff.
Yep.
But Penn's actually said before that the reason he gives is because when he heard about MeFind, he said that makes the most practical sense. And then when people do hear about us, like I'm telling you right now, they're like, holy cow, I had no idea. And it just, again, it's a natural segue for people to want to kind of jump in and help us.
Speaking again with Joey Powell, Executive Director of the MeFind Foundation, MeFind.org is the website. And we're here talking about MeFind Madness, which is the initiative got going right now ahead of the Carolina Duke game. So what does that entail?
Man, so what we were trying to do, I mentioned earlier, it just made all the sense in the world between pitting Duke and UNC against each other any chance we get.
Right.
And Jeremy and Armando have been great about evangelizing for this on their social media channels. They've both posted some video about it and how they're trying to raise money. Essentially, what they're doing, they're trying to challenge their respective fan bases to see who can raise more for MeFind's cause to help these families with kids and medical crisis. And so what we did, and I brought you one. You didn't get the signed version, but everybody who gives
over, I got questions about that.
Yeah, everybody who gives over $100 will get an autographed, an officially signed miniature MeFind basketball signed by either Jeremy Roach or Armando Bacot. It's up to you while supplies last.
Like it.
You got one of the balls, but you know the drill on how to get it signed.
That's true.
Yeah, I've got to keep those stipulations in place to keep the integrity of the contest. But yeah, we've already seen some great response from that so far. It's MeFind.org/MeFind-Madness, or you can just go to our website and it's easy to find. Any of our social media channels too, at MeFindNC on X, formerly known as Twitter, and at MeFind Foundation on Facebook and Instagram. But it's easy to find how to get involved. Right now, we'll say UNC has a healthy lead over Duke, just based on funds raised so far. But we're thoroughly grateful for Armando and Jeremy using their cachet to help us. They've been great ambassadors for us, both of them. And as a UNC fan, it kind of challenges my ethos to like Jeremy Roach as much as I do, but he's a great kid. He's an absolutely great young man, and he's thoroughly bought into what MeFind's about. We've gone to the hospital, and he's done some visits with some sick kids with us, and it's been great to see both of these young men stepping up and taking responsibility in the communities that they live in.
And to get that signed basketball,
over $100. You make a donation over $100 while supplies last, and we will send you an autographed basketball, mini basketball with MeFind's logo, white panel on it, signed by either Jeremy Roach or Armando Bacot.
Awesome. Again, MeFind.org is the website. Go there and find out more. Social media links up there on the website as well. We're speaking with Joey Powell, the executive director. What else should folks know that we haven't mentioned yet?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is if you'd like to learn more about it, dig into our social channels or dig in on the website. As we're trying to grow in this 20th year, the more folks that hear about us, the easier it is for us to support these families. We've put millions of dollars towards this cause in our 20 years of existence. Last year we helped over 700 unique families, some of them multiple times with financial assistance. And then probably a couple of thousand more have benefited from our emotional support programs. So, I mean, these could be your neighbors. These could be, God forbid, someone in your family. Nobody really talks about medical diagnoses, right? There's a very big taboo and a stigma around it. So learn about what we're doing. Recognize how we might be helping somebody God forbid. And if you'd like to get plugged in, or if you feel compelled to give this campaign, feel free. If you'd like to find out more, reach out, contact us. We're happy to engage with people and just let folks know how they can do more to help help us have a healthier community and a more stable community.
And last question, pure logistics. I know you can donate literally any time,
yes.
But how long does this campaign run?
So we're going to run this right until the end of the ACC tournament.
Nice.
Right? So we're going to run through, we're centering it around the big rivalry tomorrow night, but then we're going to run it through next weekend. So you've got until next Saturday, but I will tell you, the basketballs might be gone before then. So if you want to get in to get the incentive, I'm not trying to go full NPR on you, but if you want to get that incentive, you got to make that happen now.
You're not full NPR until you're getting out signed tote bags. That's the key.
Fair enough. Well, either way, if you want that signed ball, go ahead to MeFind.org/MeFind-Madness.
MeFind.org is the website. Go there, get all the information you need. Donate today. Joey Powell, thank you so much.
Aaron, man, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.